With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A partial government shutdown is now in effect after funding for the Department of Homeland Security lapsed at midnight.
The shutdown comes as the White House and Democrats were not able to agree over President Trump's immigration enforcement agenda. While core immigration agencies like ICE and CBP have some reserve funding, other agencies, including TSA, FEMA, the Coast Guard, and the Secret Service, will bear the brunt of the lapse. Most TSA employees are expected to work without immediate pay to keep airport security operational.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. The U.S. economy seems to be humming along.
The latest government stats report that in January, average wages rose 0.4%, while consumer prices rose 0.2%. Economist Steve Moore with the Unleash Prosperity Hotline says that means real wages rose in January, following the trend throughout 2025. Moore stresses that for most Americans, affordability is rising, not falling.
That is Ron Taylor reporting. And the U.S. House is unveiling a plan designed at making housing more affordable by removing some of the regulations that make it difficult for people to build new homes.
Making sure that we are increasing supply by cutting regulatory red tape is the focus of the Housing Act that passed the House of Representatives.
And that is U.S. House Representative Republican Brian Stile of Wisconsin. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire has a message for those who claim the Senate does not have time to pass the SAVE Act or the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility.
Keep them in. Keep them senators in town. Don't let them leave. Work through weekends. Work through the night. I know that's an exhausting process, especially for the Senate staff who work on the floor. If we're worried about time being the constraint issue from securing our elections with the SAVE Act, then keep them there.
This is SRN News. Support for Israel runs deep in the Christian community, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 84% of respondents believe it is important for believers to pray regularly for the Jewish state. 73% think Christians should be urging the federal government to support Israel, and more than two-thirds feel it is incumbent upon them to personally donate money to Israel. Amongst the general U.S. population, support for the Jewish state is down a bit. Michael Harrington reporting.
A local architect in Turkey is on a mission to restore a 166-year-old Greek Orthodox church that was long a beacon of her hometown's past. Buse Gul believes restoring the church, left mostly in ruins by the earthquakes in southern Turkey 3 years ago, will help locals reconnect to the city of Antakya. After years of planning and fundraising, the project is now underway. This is SRN News. A jury has failed to reach a verdict in the trial of Stanford protesters.
A judge in San Jose, California, has declared a mistrial in the case of five Stanford University students and alumni who barricaded themselves in the school president's office during a pro-Palestinian protest in June of 2024. After deliberating for 5 days, jurors said they were deadlocked on a verdict on conspiracy to trespass and vandalism charges. Santa Clara County's district attorney said he will pursue a new trial. One of the defendants, German Gonzalez, told the AP that the district attorney's office was unable to convict them, even with Stanford University and other multi-billion dollar institutions behind them. I'm Jennifer King.
Law enforcement investigation of the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother sealed off a road near Nancy Guthrie's home in Arizona late last night. Investigators say they've studied surveillance video, sorted through thousands of tips, and even submitted DNA and other forms of evidence. More at SRNNews.com.